The Palin administration is exempting seasonal ferry workers, road crews, and firefighters from its statewide hiring freeze. It's also clarified some other details of the freeze announced during the governor's State of the State address. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld filed this report.
Budget Director Karen Rehfeld says several state agencies are dependent on staffers who only work part of the year.
For example, in our Department of Transportation, where you have a lot of seasonal positions associated with construction projects like flaggers and construction assistants and those kinds of things that really during a very limited time with our short construction season are important to get those projects going. Another example would be the Marine Highway, where we bring on seasonal positions in the summer with the increased sailings and the visitors.
Fish and Game also hires a significant number of seasonal workers. The state hiring freeze has raised a lot of questions about promotions, transfers, and other personnel actions. The administration distributed documents last week explaining some of the details. They addressed the seasonal worker issue, as well as college interns and waivers. Rehfeld says departments can ask to bypass the freeze to fill the most necessary positions. So far, about half the approximately 30 waiver requests have been granted.
We have a significant revenue shortfall in the current year, and any savings that we can achieve with minimal impact on the service delivery will reduce the amount of draw we'll have to make at the end of the fiscal year. So it's a management tool, and there will be areas where we can use it, and there will be areas where we'll have to clearly fill a position so we can provide the service.
Rehfeld says about 550 full-time positions could be left open by the state hiring freeze. That includes about 240 in Anchorage, 175 in Juneau, 50 in Fairbanks, 8 in Ketchikan, and 3 in Sitka. Jobs in many smaller communities, such as Petersburg and Wrangell, are not expected to be affected. State Senator Kim Elton says the freeze could save a little money, but the Juneau Democrat says it's a poor way to manage the budget. He says some jobs are just too important to leave unfilled.
Does it make sense to not hire a child protective officer, bridge engineers, a fisheries biologist that is in charge of a multi-million dollar fishery? Those kind of things can be destructive, can cost us an awful lot more in the long run.
The administration says 1,500 permanent full-time positions were vacant when the year started, but many of those are fully funded by the federal government, so leaving them vacant saves no state money. And Palin exempted jobs in public safety, pioneers homes, boarding schools, and some other programs. Rehfeld says that leaves the number of affected jobs at 550, and she says some of those positions might have been left open without the freeze. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.